I got onto the plane home with time to spare. The mayor was kind enough to give me a copy of a picture with his son as a reminder of my visit. The poor man has been through so much, and I was glad at least to be able to ease his pain just a bit by letting him know there are others who understand, but aren't hiding. I think I gave him some hope for the future. I left Dr. Maxwell at the airport as he planned to drive to Montana to do some searching for another village that was on the list. They apparently got chased out of Seattle. I haven't seen him this happy in some time. I, on the other hand, I've been shaken to the core. It's one thing to imagine what others have gone through. It's quite another to hear it from their own mouths. What that village went through, no one should ever have to endure. And I can't even begin to imagine the horror that occurred in Minnesota when an entire population of color bears was exterminated. Every man, woman, and child, and buried in mounds, hoping nobody would ever come snooping. The thoughts haunt me now. I need to get back home. Back home to my own house, with my family around me. Away from that horror.
Oh, Star. Are you home? How was it?
I'll tell you everything later, but could you do me a favor?
Of course.
Could you and the Cubs meet me at the old house? The bed and breakfast sedan and Aurora run? No, better idea. Meet me at the parking lot they use nearby. Then we can just take one car over there.
All right, but why?
Sarah, remember when you were my strength after my mother's death? I need your strength now.
Of course, Star. Give me about 30 minutes to get the kids.
All right. See you soon. I love you.
I love you too.
I drove to the parking lot of the shopping center nearby the bed and breakfast, and Sarah arrived a few minutes later. I got in our car and let her drive. She could tell from the look on my face I needed time to recover, and so said nothing other than a greeting and a kiss.
Star, Sarah, good to see you. But what brings you here?
Hard to explain, Dan, but I just needed to walk around the house for a bit and get back in touch with my youth.
Well, it has changed a lot since you were a Cub Star. We added that extension
and... Dan, you would be surprised just how much hasn't changed. I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one more time. So Dan, I don't know if you ever noticed, but those handprints on the basement wall are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom, I did my homework and I learned to view the stars. And I bet you didn't know that underneath the dining room floor is where I set the telescope in the yard. I hope that if I touch this place and feel it, this brokenness inside me will start healing. Out there it's like I'm someone else, but here I hope I'll find myself. I won't be long, just have to look and see. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that build me. much has changed. My father died and Aurora came to stay. Mom sold the house to her and Dan. Then off he went to Afghanistan. I guess it all just had to be that way. I knew that if I touched this place or felt it, this brokenness inside me would start healing. Out there it's like I'm someone else, but here I know I'll find myself. A bit more time, just have to look and see. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot. I knew that if I touched this place and felt it, this brokenness inside me would start healing. Out there it's like I'm someone else, but here I know I found myself. I think I'm done, just had to look and see. It took nothing but a memory from the house that